This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People don't tune in here for BS.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's simple in the final equation, complex when you drill into all of it, but it just proves it all, 100%. The globalist agenda's in trouble. I remember a few years ago, the EU had a bunch of states wanting to leave, and they said, if you leave, that'll mean war, meaning they'll start a war. They'll start a war with Russia. But what do they have to? So, this is for first-time callers. Unless you're a former caller of this military, I also want to put to the head of the line, anybody calling in from the Gaza Strip, anybody calling in from Israel, anybody calling in from the Golan Heights, anybody calling in from Syria, anybody calling in from the Middle East. In fact, maybe I should just at first only take calls to see if they can get through. But let's do that. I changed my mind live on air. We're going to open the phones up first, and callers, you're really good about this. Don't call in or they'll fill the lines up and we can't get to people that want to call in. The first round of calls, we'll probably just get three or four, I would imagine. That's usually what happens. I say, oh, I want Australian callers, get three or four. Or I want German callers, two or three. Or I want British callers, full lines. I want Canadian callers, full lines, because the big audience is there. But Russian callers, you know, one or two calls. French callers, a couple calls. Italian callers, Japanese callers. We get calls every time. I want to hear from people in the Middle East, people in Israel, people in what you call occupied Palestine. I want to hear from you. Okay? So call your country code and then 877-789-2539. Your country code and then 877-789-ALEX. Some phone systems overseas won't call a toll-free number. So country code 512-646-1776. Country code 512-646-1776. 1776 or 877-789-2539. And I'll skip some of the breaks. I don't skip our local breaks for our stations, but I'll skip the network breaks. We lose money, but that's fine. At the end of the day, these shows are too important. Any show could be our last. I got the globals breathing down my neck here, but I know. I've got a job to tell the truth about what's going on. It isn't about being an Arab or a Jew or a German or a Christian or a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Hindu or an agnostic or gay or straight or black or white. It's about really studying it. And so somebody's saying the pieces of what's going on. And you cannot, well, what hits me is you cannot deny that the West just armed radical Islam or Orthodox Islam. You can't deny they've given Iran all this. You can't deny they gave the Taliban all this. You can't deny Israel knew this was coming. You can't deny they gave all these U.S. weapons we see being used, against the Israelis. You can't deny this will make Netanyahu more powerful so he has the motive. You just can't deny. People, well, who's the villain, Hamas or Netanyahu? It's bigger than that, folks. You are being a slave if you continue to think about this. Who let the Islamics do this? They knew they were building up. There's no way. We know who gave them the weapons. Our criminal government. And I got to say, I've seen CNN and MSNBC attack Netanyahu and say he stands to gain. And why did he let this happen? So maybe they control people in his government. We know half the government he doesn't control. Maybe it's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the specifics. That's why it has to be investigated. It has to be debated. It has to be discussed. But there are scores of former intelligence operatives from Israel, who are well-known, whose curricula vitae is known, who did work for these intelligence agencies, Israeli military intelligence, Shin Bet, Mossad, saying there is no way with the satellites and all the digital stuff that they capture and their human intelligence on the ground, they didn't know this was going down. That is absolutely a fact. And notice they're saying, oh, it's the worst failure ever, they're incompetent. Well, then remove them from office. And I'm not saying even remove from office. I'm saying if that was the case, they would be removed for ineptitude. But that didn't happen on 9/11 here. And when Hezbollah and Hamas attacked the United States and Europe, you watch. We'll lose freedoms. Nothing will happen to them. Yeah, the fighters giving suicide money, they'll all be dead. They're just giving orders. But who's giving the orders? I'm sick of this crap. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Beacon of truth in a world of deception. It's Alex Jones.
All right, listen. It's the middle of the night in the Middle East. I had said we're just going to take calls from the Middle East. And normally we do that on my weekday show. We get it because it's nighttime over there. It's the middle of the night now. And if you call in from the Middle East, you go to the head of the line. But we're going to open the phones up just for callers in general. You heard my analysis the last hour. What we broke down. The clear Israeli stand down. $7 million given to the Taliban of U.S. weapons. $6 million last month to Iran. Iran now bragging they're behind the attacks. All these Islamists being allowed over our borders. Where do you think this is all going? What do you make of what I've said? What's your take on it? What's your view? Open phones for everybody. First-time callers, though. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And if your country code won't work with a toll-free number, country code dial, then 512-646-1776, and we will go to your calls here on this live Sunday broadcast. But this is a big deal. You can say, I don't care about Israel. I don't care about the Palestinians. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it going on. I'm tired of these wars. So am I. But the fact that the Western government's empowered and funded all of this is a big, big deal that needs to be discussed. And we need to talk about it. And we need to focus on it because the war has exploded in Eastern Europe on the border of Russia, Central Eastern Europe. China's moving against Taiwan. Now this is exploding there. Why would our government pull out and give $7 million to the Taliban of weapons? Why would Biden give all that money to Hezbollah and the Iranians? What's the master plan? Where is this going? It strengthens the military-industrial complex. It strengthens all these governments taking our rights and our freedoms. What should be done about it? 877-789-2539. We got loaded phone lines. We got to go through and get your name and get ready to go to you where you're calling from. So we're going to be going to you here in just a few minutes. But it was Obama that funded the Arab Spring with billions of dollars, hundreds of millions to Egypt to overthrow our ally and put jihadis in that blew up churches by the hundreds and set up a police state. And the Egyptians were able to remove that Western coup. Why are Western governments removing secular governments and putting in Islamic dictatorships? That's the larger plan. Why is that happening? Hamas surprise attack, historic failure for Israel. Intelligence services, yeah, right. And then you have all the dramatic footage of what's happened, and the Israelis are still trying to repel and kick out the tens of thousands of suicide troops funded by Hamas through Hezbollah that have poured in. Israel's having attacks in the north as well. This whole thing is breaking down very, very quickly. And here's the headline. U.S. left behind 7 million of military equipment in Afghanistan. Ever 2021 withdrew, Pentagon report says. At least $7 billion. And we've got this whole angle. We're being slaughtered. Israelis cry for help as Hamas militants break in their homes. Turns out most of them weren't armed. A lot of these are liberals from around the world, people that never owned guns. Russia, the U.S. moving there. What are you doing just a mile away from 2.5 million people in the Golan Heights in the north or in the Gaza Strip in the south that want to kill you and you don't own a gun? Horrible images of people being kidnapped, being drug away. This is the reality of what is unfolding. Meanwhile, we have Democrat Socialists of America host rally in Times Square, support of Hamas attacks in Israel. And then we still have some debate about whether Iran is involved. Iran has the real organizational skill. They're bragging. They were quarterbacking the operation. They're quarterbacking bringing the infiltrators, the sleeper cells, across our open border thousands a week, according to the Border Patrol, always a month, tens of thousands of Islamic military-age men from the Middle East coming in to the United States. Okay. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. Anonymous is in FEMA Region 5. We'll go to you in a moment. Mark in California will go to you as well. But first, Tove in Ontario has relatives in the Israeli Defense Force. What are you hearing from your relatives in the Israeli military?
Well, my sister, actually, Alex, was in the IDF during the first Gulf War. And she's in contact with people there. And they said it's way worse. People are being slaughtered, and a lot of them still believe that it was a surprise attack. When I saw it, I knew it was BS. I could tell that Biden, when he was talking about it, he normally says use restraint, right? This time he's all for the war. I believe this is going to escalate. They're going to go after Iran, and this is the beginning, or this is going to head to World War III.
Well, you know, in the 70s, Israel founded Hamas to be a counterbalance to Iran, but now it basically works with Iran, so I think it's hard to tell what's currently happening, but absolutely, Israel is one of the most high-tech countries in the world, massive electronic surveillance, massive human intelligence, massive research going on. How could they not know this was building up right on their border?
They absolutely knew it was building up. They just kept it quiet. I believe they facilitated it. As both of us know, as all the info warriors know, that this goes way above the government. This is their need to usher in, like you said, the surveillance state, or burn us all down. There's nothing that's going to be more effective to get rid of 90% of the population than a thermonuclear war, right?
Absolutely. Any other observations?
Well, I just want people to wake up and not buy into this, that it was an organic, spontaneous attack. Here's another point I've got. My mother and I went to go see a movie called Golda about a month ago, and that was about the 73 war. And again, they said it was a big surprise. Come on. But the whole idea of that, I believe, was sort of a predictive program.
Absolutely, because it turned out with that war and also with Pearl Harbor that Netanyahu was comparing to, they knew. The Israelis knew, and we're not saying the Arabs are good because they did it. We're just simply saying Israel knew about that. It came out, and that's why they were ready. And so did the U.S. during Pearl Harbor. We're not defending the Japanese doing it. We're just saying our government knew that. So they're pretty damn guilty, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing was that watching the fraud Fox News or any of them, they talked about how a drone dropped a grenade into a Merkava tank. Come on. Like, this didn't happen before. This is set up. This is all set up.
I was about to say, since when do the Israelis leave a bunch of tanks and aircraft and weapons just laying around with nobody guarding them?
No, this was planted. This was absolutely planted. This whole thing stinks to high heaven.
And again, we're not saying the average soldier was involved. They just give them different orders.
No. And the fact, if you look at the Netanyahu, if you look at, you even said this, 9/11, I'm old enough, I'm older than you. I remember him being on TV when they asked about 9/11. He starts saying, oh, no, it was a good thing. No, I mean, it was really bad. And then the whole thing with the shots, they're into this globalist or whoever knows really deep. They want this so bad.
All right, thank you, Tove. All right, we're going to go to more calls when we come back. We're going to go quickly to your calls. When we return, we're going to go to Anonymous in FEMA Region 5 on Islamic assassins, which we know are being brought into the U.S., Canada, and Europe. And, of course, the government won't get in trouble if they let them attack us. They'll get more power. That's really the big takeaway here. And then we'll go to Mark, and we'll go to Steve, and we'll go to James and Jordan and Ferris and everybody else. I'm going to go bam, bam, bam. We're not going to skip the break after this, but we'll skip the last break of the hour. And then we've got Sunday Live, 2 hours live as well, 6 to 8 p.m., with only 6 minutes ads an hour, to take your phone calls and give analysis as well. We've still got 2 hours and 45 minutes left tonight. The truth's getting talked about here. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. That's how we reach new people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music. and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we're going to Jordan in California. Moving to your calls quickly. This just broke. Associated Press. The U.S. will send a carrier strike group to the Eastern Mediterranean in support of Israel, obviously for potential attack on Iran or perhaps even into the Palestinian-held areas. So a lot of big developments happening fast. Jordan in California, you were in Israel last month. Jordan, give us your observations.
Hi, Alex, first-time caller. I was there with a prominent group with a private tour, and I noticed a lot of breaches in security and a lot of laxed attitudes about the Arabs. And I saw a lot of weakness. And I asked about the nuclear power station in Tel Aviv. I said, how come it's not surrounded? How come it's not protected? It just seemed like it was very exposed. And one of the security officers told me they were very disappointed that there's this woke attitude in Israel. These liberal Jews, their kids are in the army and they're very weak. They're not the same kind of soldiers that they had in the 70s. These are, you know, it's a different breed of
Israeli soldiers. Well, yeah, it's the same problem everywhere.
Yeah, well, it was very apparent there. And I have a friend in a bunker right now, and she told me there's literally raping going on in the streets.
Oh, that's all confirmed, and it's much worse than the media is saying. That's all confirmed. Tens of thousands have taken over large areas. You heard me give a wide-spectrum analysis. What do you think?
I think the Chinese are involved because they control the ports there, and they've got interest in all the high technology. Israel kind of sold out to China. And China controls Iran and even controls Russia. So I think they're behind all this as well.
China's the big mover here. And then why do you think Biden, who's sold, controlled by China, and his son is giving all these weapons to the Islamists? I mean, that is, he should be impeached right now. Instead of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, Alex, I thought it was $86 billion in war.
No, I agree. It's at least the infrastructure, all of it that we built, they're saying is $80
billion.
CNN's number is 7. I agree. It's much higher. Go ahead.
$86 billion. And that's all coming down in there. And how Hamas did this, there's no way they did this on without anybody.
Well, that's just, I study it because it's so interesting, but you sound like you know a lot, too. The Arabs, on average, are not that organized. The Iranians are. This looked Iranian the minute I saw it.
The other thing is, if you look at who's actually coming across those wires, those aren't necessarily, they're not Palestinians. Those were Egyptians. They had they have Afros. Those are not
I saw that. A lot of the people taking hostages were black.
They're black. They have Afros. That's who they sent in. And the glide plane, they don't have those there. I mean, you never see those in Israel. So I just don't know how this whole thing got away from everybody. But the average Israeli trooper there is they're liberal Jews and they're weak, unfortunately. And I'm a Zionist. I'm a Jew. And you know, I remember we had tank commanders stay at our house during the 73 war. Our family bought a tank, and we had the tank crew stay at our house one summer. We got to meet them. And these were tough guys, tough, tough guys. I was 10 years old, 11 years old. And the soldiers you see now, and it's also Sodom and Gomorrah. It's also Sodom and Gomorrah over there. A rave? That's unbelievable.
Well, is that not biblical to have men coming down in powered hang gliders attacking and killing people while the Israelis party?
Absolutely. I'm just in shock. And I have a lot of friends and family.
But look at the message. On the, quote, Sabbath or church day, they're out there partying.
It's unbelievable. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. And my friends here in L.A., we're disgusted with these Jews, with these liberal Jews that all they want to do is shake their ass and party. And they're weak. They're weak. And you can't be surrounded by enemies like this and be weak. And those parents that were tough raised weak children.
All right, thank you for the call, Jordan. Very powerful information. We got to move quick here, buddy. By the way, Owen's coming in the next 2 hours, so everybody that's on hold then, we'll get to you. But I think we'll get to all these callers before that happens. But everybody else that calls in after these callers, you'll be on with Owen tonight. Huge audience tonight. Obviously, this is very dangerous. Who's up next here? Who's next in order? Guys, tell me who's next here. I got to get glasses. My eyes are going out. Mark in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to just plug the iodine. My wife's having inflammation issues, and it's really helped, so thank you for that. So I want to talk about Revelation chapter 12. It's a Bible prophecy being fulfilled. It says war broke out in heaven, and Michael and his angels went forth to battle with the dragon, which could be interpreted as China because they use the dragon in their symbology. And the angels fought, and the huge dragon was cast down, and the age old serpent, called the devil and Satan, came down to the earth, and but I'm skipping several verses because I don't want to take too much time. But then he goes after the believers, and it says, and they have overcome by the means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance of their testimony, for they did not love and cling to life, even when he faced, even with faced with death and holding their life cheap till they had to die for the witnessing. So this is an all-out attack against Jews and Christians, with the FBI calling MAGAs terrorists. Most of them are Christians. And this attack, there was a false flag by our own government against Israelis. And,
all right, I appreciate your call. We're going to move quick now. Anonymous in FEMA Region 5, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Go ahead.
So the Islamic Assassins, that's one of the oldest secret societies in the world, going back to the First Crusades when the Templars took Jerusalem. And the Assassins, Leo Zagami did a good episode on drugs and the Illuminati, and they brainwashed their members with cannabis and all sorts of drugs. Like today, they operate the same way today, creating the perfect suicide.
No, you're right. A lot of these Islamist fighters are on a bunch of drugs.
Yep, exactly. And I agree with your wide spectrum analysis. I just want to add that the Vatican and Jesuit Pope Francis put in place a cardinal in Jerusalem a few days before this all happened. His name is Cardinal Pizzapala, some Italian name. He's the Knight of the Holy Sepulchre, too.
We'll look into that. Thank you. Paul in Florida, Palestinians protesting in Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to talk about a couple of things real quick. Number one, the explosively formed penetrator that killed that Israeli tank, if that's real, that's a major problem. Number two, I just saw about 350 Palestinian protesters clashing with Israeli protesters in Tampa, Florida.
I didn't know that. Guys, look up protest Florida Palestinians. Wow, so they just clashed with them.
They were about to. It's on my Facebook page. I just uploaded.
Okay, what's your Facebook? What's your Facebook?
It's Doug Schnutsky. D-O-U-G-S-C-H-N-U-S-K-I.
Doug Schnutsky. And where do they clash with him? Where do they clash with him in Florida?
It was right in Tampa. I just moved here from Connecticut. And
all right, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. Tell the crew, because I missed part of it, where we find this, and we'll pull it up next segment. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, band.video. The whole world's on fire.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great
Reset the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Situation in Israel is a lot bigger than just Israel. China's moving in on the South China Sea and Taiwan. They're moving in all over the place. Our borders are wide open. We've been totally infiltrated. You've got the insanity going on in Ukraine. This is the season of destruction. Now, U.S. aircraft carrier strike groups moving into the area. War is already exploded. It's much worse than what you're hearing in the news in Israel. This is a big deal. All right. Were you guys able to get to Paul's Facebook page? Because we were talking to Paul, and he said he was just in Tampa and saw a bunch of Palestinians and Jews clashing. Or yeah, here's the footage right here. So, yeah, this is going on. And so thank you, Paul, for that tip. We'll get that video and air it coming up next hour with Owen Schroyer. Make a note for Owen to air that. This is powerful stuff, but I want to be able to get to your phone calls right now. We got the New York footage. We can B-roll all that and what's going on. This is powerful. Thanks for the tip, sir. Thank you, Paul. Owen will air that coming up start of the next hour. Okay, write a note, guys. We're going to do that because I told listeners we are. Let's go to Steve in South Carolina. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, three words, problem, reaction, solution. Quoted from your friend David Icke, they create the problem, they get the reaction, and then they come in as the saviors. This is a total distraction from the destruction that Russia is wreaking on NATO. My gosh, there's been, what, 400,000 Ukrainians killed? And this is good against evil. Your 100% analysis is right, correct, to the T. I mean, they're leading us into total destruction. And if everybody would just go read Revelation 18 over and over and over, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. And my interpretation of this chapter is we're going to see New York burn to the ground.
I agree with you. We're rolling some footage, a little bit of audio while you talk. Keep going. I mean, look, our government has opened us up for this. Thousands a week coming across the Texas border, our military men from the Middle East. That is in the Border Patrol reports.
Yes. And China's coming over. Michael Young's reported 50, 100 Chinese nationals coming over a day. We don't know who these people are. And I mean, we're pretty much screwed. And people, I'll say
this. Defunding of the police, incredible crime exploding. It's all part of it. And you don't know what angle hit you. Millions dying from the shots. Yeah, this is the New World Order. This is the post-industrial world, an angrier world. Wreck society. Tear it down. Break it down. They're using every angle they can.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, people just, they've got to get back to the Word of God. There's Steve Quayle, how many times you had him on, say, there is no political solution to a spiritual problem. We've got to get back to God. I pray for you and the InfoWars crew every day. People, we've got to get ready because, in my honestly humble opinion, I'm excited because we may be able to see Jesus Christ. I mean, that's exciting, but all of this death, all of this killing, all of this hate, I don't know. We just
well,
pray.
I'll say this, brother, and I appreciate your call, Steve. When I see this footage of North Africans, it was a large part of the group invading. They got paid hundreds of thousands apiece by Hezbollah. It's all coming out by Iran to come there and risk their lives to do this. They were given bounties. That's what the main security fence in the Gaza Strip is to stop the, quote, African migrants that also use it coming in. And so they brought in Islamicists out of Libya, other places, the same ones that went and murdered the Islamicists that weren't under globalist control, and they're now using them to bring them in. That is the bottom line. Thank you, Steve. All right, let's take calls the order they're received. Steve in Tennessee says, what's the goal? What is the goal, Steve? Or what is the goal, James? Allahu Akbar!
It's always been about globalism. I'm 28 years old. I've watched nothing my entire life but the rise of the police state and globalism, and they're all coming for us. No matter who we are, no matter how small you are, no matter how poor you are, rich you are, doesn't matter. They're all coming after us, sir.
I agree. I mean, look. Oh, Biden has to be impeached now. He gave them the tens of millions, and some say 80-something billion, but the conservative number's 7 billion. That's enough. The Pentagon report says, of weapons. He gave Iran $6 billion. They used it to pay for these suicide squads. Boom. Done. Impeach Biden for this now.
Yes, sir. And like I said, I've watched my entire life, my freedoms being eroded, my country being raped. And it's like you said decades ago, they want
30, 40 million people dead, black uniforms, war, whole cities on fire. They want it all. They want our souls.
It's an assault, and they're going to break eggs to make their satanic omelet. Powerfully said. Thank you, James. I'm moving quick to all you here on air. Let's talk to Ferris in California. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. First-time speaker. First of all, I just want to say I recently started to listen to you about 3-4 months ago. I mean, beforehand, I was a Bernie supporter, you know, AOC, all those people, and, you know, that's since changed. I'm a Christian, and I'm a Palestinian also, and I just want to say, like, how can people just be openly expressing and saying that, you know, the Palestinians, you know, whatever it is they're going through and the situation that's going on right now, that it's unjustified for them to rise up and all that stuff. And let me say, obviously, I'm not condoning, I'm not justifying killing innocent women, men, children, things like that. Frankly, to be honest, it's disrespectful that I feel like I have to preface that before anything I say. You know, I mean, there's been so much conflict and so much trouble that's been going on between the two of them, even leading up. You know, they get their water cut off. You know, there's a lot of discrimination, humiliation, you know, Palestinian children getting killed all the time. You know, these people, they're in a boiling pot and a pressure cooker. And
well, sir, I want to be 100% clear. You're born in the 70 years since this went on. Into the Gaza Strip, you're raised by your mother, you're told all this stuff, and then your family gets $100,000 for you to go suicide bomb. I get they believe they're doing the right thing. I'm saying it's a larger operation against humanity that's going on here.
Yeah, and I think you are right about that, and I'm with you. You know, I'm not for any of the suicide bombers or, you know, the terrorists, anything like that.
All I'm saying is this, listen to me. Look how the left is allied with this invasion and selling it as okay. I'm saying Netanyahu gets power out of it. The Israelis stood down. There should be an investigation. Whoever did it should be impeached, fired, removed. Biden needs to be removed for giving $7 billion weapons, $7 billion. That's the conservative number, not debated. I know it's 80-plus billion. But the point is $7 billion Pentagon admits for the subject of debate. Let's just, whether it's a billion or 100 billion, it's obviously more than, you know, it's a lot. And then $6 billion to Iran a month ago, they did this. Why did they do it? They knew Iran would do this. So I'm talking 35,000-foot view here. I appreciate your call. That's where I'm at here. All right, next up, Brian in North Carolina. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thank you for everything. I want to thank my wife for getting me to watch her show, okay? The reason why I'm calling is, remember Obama and the planes, loads of money him and Obama and Biden brought to Iran?
Yeah, they do it over and over again because they need somebody to fund destabilization. The Iranians do it. Sick.
Right. And the drone that just landed without a problem so they could take a look at it. That just...
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful.
the Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
At a global level, this is what the elite, I believe, are using for that very trigger in order to go ahead and pull that thing together, pull the Abraham Accords, the Abraham House that's already been the Abu Dhabi, you know, the one world religion, and we could get into the end time eschatology, but just from a real time law, the only thing, Alex, that's ever kept Israel and the Palestinian state becoming, you know, that two-state solution has been the law. Well, this would give them the opportunity through this chaos, through this unnecessary destruction. And we see all of the nations of the world coming against Israel. They're going to bring in this Abraham, this new world peace deal. And this is what I think they're setting all this up for, brother. I don't know what your thoughts are on that. We certainly pray for Israel. We need to pray for the Palestinian nation. We need to pray for America. This is a serious deal at the end of the day. But
well, you know, the Antichrist tries over and over again, but I believe the Bible says there's many Antichrists, but it's the one big one. I agree. They're trying this. They're setting the pattern up now. Whether this is it or whether it comes in 20 years or 100 years or 5 years or right now, we need to be ready for the return of Christ. Thank you so much, Jay. Let's talk to Bart in Florida. Bart, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I'm looking right at my screen right now. I'm talking about weapons that were intended for Ukraine are being sold or shipped to Iran, which we know is the proxy state.
Oh, it's all confirmed. It's U.S. weapons. So that's confirmed.
Yeah, and I'm smelling an attempt to put us into martial law under the War Powers Act.
Oh, yeah, they get 10,000 Hezbollah, and there's at least that much here in the U.S., to go out and kill a bunch of people. We're in martial law, brother. And you know they'll use that martial law to disappear you and I. I just showed the documents. FBI says the main threat's the American people.
Yes, sir. The last thing I have to say, if everybody could go to Bart Fine on Rumble and BitChute and even ScrewTube. Thank you, Alex. It's been an honor.
God bless you, sir. Next caller, Chris in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Long-time fan.
God bless you.
I just would like to know what Israel would think about doing when they find out after this war escalates that most of the weapons came from that Afghanistan withdrawal debacle.
We now know that. I mean, it's that in Ukraine.
You know, I think we should also just go straight to charges of treason against Biden for basically making a donation to a terrorist.
Well, that's what I was about to say. No one's saying this. Biden must be impeached for giving tens of billions of dollars in the Afghan withdrawal and $6 billion last month to Hezbollah, to the Iranians. They admit they're running this. They now admit it. Wall Street Journal, you know, the Iranians are bragging. So, there, boom. Why did our government do that? Because they want this destabilization, and I think we're so stupid, we won't know it's them. And then when Hezbollah launches attacks, they might blame Trump supporters. They might use Hezbollah groups to do stuff. They'll claim they're Trump supporters.
Oh, definitely.
I'm telling you, it's on. This is just another sign. We've gone over the edge, brother. God bless you. Appreciate your call. We're moving quick to get to everybody as fast as we can. People I don't get to, Owen Schroyer is coming in for 2 hours to take your calls and cover the news Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. tomorrow with American Journal, Infowars.com/show. Myself, 11 a.m. tomorrow. Big stuff this week. I'm leaving it at that. I keep telling you big stuff this week, and now this has happened. Let's go to Droopy Drew in Oklahoma. Droopy Drew, thanks for calling.
Hey, AJ, long time, first time. I feel that all of this is a distraction. They lost in the Ukraine, and now they're, bringing this up, and then everything happens over there a year before.
I agree that in the COVID, introduce Ukraine. Ukraine and NATO's lost, now they bring this in.
Yes, sir. So everything is about to come here, and I just want to let everybody know to get ready and, be prepared, and please, please, trust in the Lord.
I agree. Let me say something. 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, I gave you the intel they were planning new COVID protocols, which they rolled out, but overall failed because we got ahead of it. If we go to city council, go to state houses, call Congress, call C-SPAN tomorrow, get Republican leaders to talk about it. Trump's already doing it. To point out, when there's terror attacks by Hezbollah and by Hamas, they let them in. It's the globalists and Biden and the Democrats that are blamed. They might back off activating those cells if we get ahead of this. But we just sit here waiting for the obvious next attack. They're going to carry that out and use it for a police state here domestically.
Amen. Amen. I love you, brother.
I love you too, brother. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, that's the big takeaway tonight, folks. That's the big takeaway. It's not who's good and who's bad. It's the bigger picture of who's pulling this. All right, we're going to take a few final calls here. I'm going to go ahead and talk about a sponsor that keeps us on air that are also great folks. Now, I agreed to do this a year ago because they're listeners, they're patriots, and they're amazing people. When they agreed to do it, one of these guys owns a major company, and when he tried to do it, they shut it down. Then I said, let's just not do it. No. Took them a year to do this. It's very hard to break into this market. And George Washington funded a third of their war with Sam Adams selling beer and whiskey. Okay? So use responsibly. You're an adult. Whole nine yards. I don't always drink, but when I do, I drink Conspiracy Bourbon, conspiracybourbon.com. So here it is. I'll probably host a little with Owen coming up because this is such a hot show tonight. This is important. Can we get a wider shot so people can see this, please? Maybe take that down. You see this? This is smooth Kentucky bourbon, made in Kentucky. You put a black light on this. It's got secret messages on it. These will be collector's items. They only produce 10,000 bottles of this. And I did it to fund the operation. I've had a lot of other big offers to do this. I didn't do it. But these guys are great. This is amazing. And this is just something you put on your shelf, you collect, you keep. I would bet my bottom dollar that this would be something that years from now you can sell for 5-10 times what you bought it for. But that's unprovable. That's in the future. But conspiracybourbon.com, There are 10,000 bottles of this, and this is a part of Americana. It funds the operation, conspiracybourbon.com. It is super smooth, amazing Kentucky whiskey, and it funds this operation, conspiracybourbon.com. Get yours today. All hell's going to break loose. Rumors of this 6 months ago came out, and they shut down our distributors, harassed everybody, tried to stop it. I mean, and so I was just like, wow. Because I said, yeah, you guys are great patriots. You got great Kentucky whiskey. You're funding our operation. We'll do it. They went through hell to get this done. So who knows if it'll even be back after the first 10,000 bottles. We may just cut bait after this, but the folks that invested in this are sponsors, so we're going to get these 10,000 bottles out. These will probably go in a couple days, if I had to guess. This is something really special. It's amazing. You put a black light on this. I designed this. It's got all these little patriot messages on it. We'll have some closer shots for you. Maybe you guys can zoom in. In fact, let's do a document cam shot. We got that here. Here is the overhead shot of this. And you put a black light on that. It's got a lot of amazing information on it. ConspiracyBourbon.com. You notice that's all supposedly blacked out, redacted. It's not. This is something that is an incredible collector's item. This will probably go, I would guess, in the next week, conservatively. And I don't know with the attacks it's under, if it's even going to happen, because to have a license and sell this and deliver this in all 50 states is a Houdini operation when they found out that we were involved. So if you want this is your chance. They have it in their warehouse. It's ready to ship anywhere in the United States. If you want this one-of-a-kind operation of Americana conspiracy, American bourbon, you can go to conspiracybourbon.com. Can't get it at InfoWarsStore.com. Can't get it anywhere else. And obviously, again, you've got Anheuser-Busch and the left and all the rest of it. So I don't always drink whiskey. But when I do, I drink conspiracy bourbon. You know, that's a joke off of the whole Dos Equis thing. So imagine if we connected the Liberty Movement to this. You say, oh, that's evil. That's alcohol. Well, George Washington funded about a third or more of their operation with Sam Adams and with beer and whiskey. Most revolutionaries kidnap people and rob banks. George Washington knew that. He sold little American flags for the war effort, and they did it in France and the U.S. and everywhere, and they sold whiskey and beer. So I'm following the example of George Washington. Got a problem with it? That's just the way it is. Fine. The point is that drink responsibly. It's really a smooth, amazing whiskey. I'm really proud of it, and it is a very special bottle, a collector's item. Get your whiskey now at conspiracybourbon.com, and I would suspect all hell's going to break loose tomorrow. This is going to sell out very, very quickly. So if you want to make sure you get it, now is the time at conspiracybourbon.com. Okay. This is too important of a show tonight. We've got loaded phone lines. So Owen will take second chair for the first 30 minutes. Set him up right there. And then after we get to some calls to cover all this, we will. I will hit the eject button and make the jump into hyperspace. So I'm about to fly out tomorrow morning on a very important mission you'll be hearing about in the next 48 hours. So a lot of big puzzle pieces moving right now. The enemy's got their operations. We've got our operations. So please pray for us. ConspiracyBourbon.com. Thank you all for your support. Following the footsteps of George Washington, following the revolution.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.